We all make mistakes. So okay, us Southenders make a few more than most. I don't know whether poverty leads to more tragedy per person or tragedy leads to more poverty. My Republican neighbors think they know, even the ones who are poor and have more than their fair share of bad drama. I'm not the one who thinks money can buy you luck, but it can sure narrow the odds. And I am a believer in keeping a buffer between me and the wolves outside the shack door. Bad luck comes to us all, I just don't want it to carry me over the edge. Jenny was driving her beat-up Chevy station wagon to town a month ago. It's a relic from the days of cheap gas, wide as a semi and half as long as the Exxon Valdez. She needs it to haul hay for her horses, she says. I could ask, of course, how it is a woman barely able to pay the rent can afford horses, but I've learned to keep my prying mouth shut. It's a free country, they tell me, at least until the credit stops. Jenny was lighting a Marlboro, trying to reach the length of Kansas to the cigarette lighter gizmo over by Abilene and hit the CD replay to hear her favorite song one more time, dropped her unlit cig on the floor mat, and of course reached down to find it. Happens all the time. One brief moment of inattention, next thing you know, you're in the ditch, wheels up, blood on the dash. Jenny's in shock, the ambulance hauls her to the Skagit Hospital emergency room, Carl hauls the Exxon Valdez to his South End towing impound lot back behind the Ozia trailer court, the sheriff issues a citation for her inattentive driving, Jenny goes through a few surgeries for lacerations and a torn shoulder, hospital and doctors bill her more money than she's earned since 2004, the horses go hungry and are given away, Carl wants $600 to release her wagon, Jenny can't work with a cast, probably couldn't work with one, and, well, now the rent is due. I sure don't want to cast judgment, but judgment is definitely at issue here. The very least I can say is if you live on the South End, watch where you're going. It's a winding, narrow road, and trust me, the ditches are damn deep.